from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
Oh, g'day there, and welcome to the rewrap. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on News Talk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning, what Oracle needs to do to beat us. I'm not quite sure why Mike's giving them this advice, but anyway. The science of superfoods. What goes with what to make you live forever. A Tesla update for you, and what's going to happen in the future. See, this is essential podcast listening right here. A little bit of reaction to Nikki Wagner's tweet faux pas.
She, of course, could have and should have worded it differently, so the apology was warranted. But this call for sackings has got to stop. There was a radio prank last week among a couple of stations where one thought they had an interview with Tom Cruise and it turned out to be an impersonator on the other station, and they came out and they cackled and they laughed, and the station who thought they had the interview didn't find it funny. The producer cried. And once again, social media went nuts with, you guessed it, calls for resignations. In fact, Fairfax, who really need to start employing some people with a sense of humour, wrote editorials calling for sackings. It is all too much. These are just mistakes. They are a prank that's gone too far or over the line. A tweet with a clumsy language. They're errors. They're human frailties. They at no point come even close to this endless obsession the miserable have with sackings and resignations and fallings on swords. Priorities, for God's sake. Perspective. The social media furious, backed by the mainstream clickbait enablers, are so angry about everything we've forgotten how not to be angry. When mainstream news is saying the events caused an outcry on social media, why don't they just go the next step and tell us they've scanned the net and they've found people who think Elvis is alive and call that a lead story as well? It is not news. It carries no legitimacy, and no one needs to lose their job over it.
Of course, what Mike's done there is he's forgotten that there are people in the world who love going to meetings. And I think it's actually these people who are probably more offended. I don't think it was people with disabilities or people who work in the disability sector who were upset. It was people who like going to meetings. She was being disparaging about going to meetings. And some people just love meetings. So the thought of somebody saying that they would rather not be at a meeting, I mean, that's enraged them, isn't it? Hey, Oracle having a few meetings behind closed doors at the moment to see how they can make their boat go quicker.
Just what is it Oracle can do to their boat that will change the year's worth of work they've already put into it? In other words, surely the combinations, the adjustments, the trials have already been made. They saw us in Auckland. They saw us when we arrived in Bermuda. They sailed against us in the Challenger series. They've had spy boats. They must know all there is to know about our boat and the speed. They must have known going into Sunday and Monday, short of mistakes and weather, we are a faster boat. And if they knew that, why didn't they do whatever they're going to do today and tomorrow then? Could it be because they can't? Yes, there are the things beyond our control. Pitch polling, a bad jibe, a mistake under pressure, but that's the beauty of the format. This isn't a one-off, it's the first to seven, so a better boat will always win. The only part that counteracts that is the word from the experts that tell us small change can mean big gain. So in other words, they don't have to stick an outboard on. But go back to the basic question. If that's the case, why haven't they done it? Why would they have left it till now? Yes, we've got better, so why haven't they? Surely there is enough evidence on boat speed and skill and the results so far to say, although it is not over till it's over, how is it realistically possible not to be fantastically optimistic that this is ours?
I wonder why they don't. You know how you get those exercise bikes and they have sort of like a fan in the wheel, which has the dual purpose of cooling you down as you exercise, but also you can set it depending on how wide or narrow you set the blades on that fan is how much resistance you have. And yeah, you can generate quite a bit of wind. Can they not stick one of those on the boat and point it towards the sails? Would that work? There's probably a physical, scientific reason why that wouldn't work or they'd be doing it. Either that or I've just had an amazing idea and I should be designing America's Cup boats. Not sure which is more likely. Probably shouldn't be designing cars, that's for sure.
The review of the Tesla X, the X model Tesla they did in Australia the other day. The Tesla X is the SUV. It's got the wing arms, the wing doors. That's its big selling point. Headline is, if you're spending $201,000 on a new car, Details are important. Here's why Tesla's SUV doesn't live up to the spin. And one of the options you can buy on the Tesla X is the Enhanced Autopilot. More technology, $7,300 option. The full self-driving capability is another $4,400 option. Enhanced Autopilot, the review says, is a waste of money because it doesn't work. As for self-driving capability, Tesla's disclaimer states that functionality is dependent upon extensive software validation and regulatory approval, which may vary widely by jurisdiction. The review then says it seems bizarre that Tesla is allowing to spruik and sell this technology, which has serious consequences for road safety if it goes wrong, while it's still effectively in a prototype state using its customers and the rest of us who share the roads with them to do the final validation. Bizarre, eh? Tesla claims the Model X is one of the safest, fastest, most capable sport utility vehicles in history. Only one of those things is true. It's fast. So there's all your technology, and that's the thing I'm telling you about. The theory versus the reality. The theory is one thing. The reality on the road in your car is something completely different again.
I'd be worried with the gull or wing doors that go up instead of out. I feel like my garage is not tall enough to accommodate such a door, especially if you've got the garage door up, because that then is lower again than the ceiling of the garage. I said this to Hosking. He claimed he's got a very tall garage ceiling. So I forgot, of course, that he lives in a 14-bedroom castle and I just live in a normal house. But yeah, so that might put me off that Tesla, apart from the fact that I will never be able to afford one, of course. Now, which foods should you cook together, or should you cook them at all, in order to get the best out of them? Here's a food scientist called James Wan. He's actually surprisingly interesting. Sounds really boring, but it's surprisingly interesting.
Is it true that when you cook a tomato, that helps the lycopene, which is the reverse of what happens in most vegetables?
Absolutely. So lycopene is what we call a carotenoid. There's a whole group of chemicals. Some of them can be converted into vitamin A. Some of them, like lycopene in that particular instance, can't. But by cooking them, all you do, this is the pigment that creates the red color of tomatoes. And there's a really simple experiment you can do at home, right? So let's say you chop up some tomatoes and put them in some Tupperware. You pour out the Tupperware and it's completely clean. If you were to cook those tomatoes and pop them into that Tupperware, everyone knows who's ever done it, but that Tupperware is like indelibly stained forever, fluorescent red. And that's because when you cook tomatoes, you break open their cells, and you allow this bright red lycopene out of their cells into a form that's much more easy for your body to absorb. So cooking everything from carrots, which have carotene, another type of, alpha carotene, which is another type of carotene, to pumpkins, to sweet potatoes, all of those things, when you cook them, they're significantly richer. If you add oil to them, because carotene is fat soluble, they become even richer. So putting some butter on that sweet potato or some olive oil on your cooked tomato sauce makes it even better for you.
And I'm assuming when you melt cheese over anything, it makes it better for you as well, given that that is what I do and I am still alive. Will I be alive in 200 years' time? That's the question.
They've surveyed 352 scientists, and this is regards the future. This is regards when we're going to lose our job to robots, basically. And what they've worked out, here's a couple of key quotes. The things you really need to worry about here, they've done a timeline 0 to 200 years. Zero being now, 200 years being, you know, well after we're dead. The only thing you really need to worry about is if you're fully employed at the moment as a person who folds laundry. If you're a laundry folder, I have reasonably poor news for you. Sometime in the next 5 to 10 years, some sort of machine's going to overtake your job. If you're a truck driver, they're claiming in the next maybe dozen years. I personally don't believe it. It is coming.
Oh, well, you haven't seen Logan then.
No, I know, but I can see automation.
And Logan,
in a truck.
That's set in the reasonably near future.
Yeah, it's
and only truck. The trucks are just like containers that drive themselves along the freeway.
What about
it's quite believable.
What about Wonder Woman? Is she set in the future? Is she coming as well, Glenn?
Well, she's not really of this world, Mike, so you're being silly now.
Truck driving in the next 10 to 12 years. Retail salesperson, they reckon that in the next 12 to 15 years has got some trouble. Well, but here's a couple.
I'd be keen on a clothes folding machine, though.
That'd be awesome. I mean, that's the stuff we want the robots for, isn't it? I mean, that's the stuff that makes life easier.
Because sometimes you nail it. you get the thing folded.
Sometimes. I'm no good at t-shirts.
But not every time. Yeah, no, exactly.
I'm useless at t-shirts.
And you see them do it in the shops and they look so beautiful.
But they've got cutouts. They've got cardboard for that. Do you know that? They've got a special cardboard cutout. That's what you need at home. If you could have a cardboard cutout at home, whole thing would be solved. But we don't, do we? My wife folds beautifully, and that's not sexist. I'm not saying that, just spoiler alert. It's not sexist. She's a natural folder of T-shirts.
Well, she does most things better than you.
Correct. So one of the quotes out of this study was, in other words, what's going to happen? Full automation of labour. Here's the part you don't need to worry about. 150 years away. Forget it. Don't worry about it. And the lead researcher says, one of the biggest surprises, here you go, you ready for this? One of the biggest surprises was the overall lateness of the predictions. In other words, they're all wandering around going, oh, watch out for next week, you're all out of work. It's not true. If it is one thing, they also say out of this research, it is one thing doing it in the lab, quite another having a robot that can do a job reliably in the real world better than a human.
Here's my only concern out of all that. You said, you know, 200 years long after we're dead.
Mm-hmm.
What if the whole put our brain in a jar,
and we live forever,
we live forever thing happens correct. Before the 200 years.
I was anticipating that, and the answer is we're all in trouble. Simple as that.
I'm not that keen on living forever with my brain in a jar, to be honest, except if, like, my favourite TV programmes are still on, I'd like to find out how they finish. But then, you know, once you've had the final episode of, like, Mr. Robot or 12 Monkeys or whatever, then you can switch my brain off. When you'd have to switch it on to begin with, I suppose. I am Glenn ZB. That has been the rewrap. That was the rewrap right there. We're going to rewrap again tomorrow. I'll see you then.